Right now, it's time for the Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me Bluff the Listener game. Call 1-888-WAIT-WAIT to play our game in the air. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, this is Dean Brokart from Coshocton, Ohio.
You said that? Say that again. Coshocton?
Yes.
Coshocton, Ohio?
Yes, it's from an old Indian word meaning white woman.
Meaning white woman?
Yep.
Really?
Yeah.
There must be a really interesting origin story. Well, welcome to the show, Dean. You're going to play our game in which you must try to tell truth from fiction. Carl, what is Dean's topic?
Big trouble in big box land.
Big box stores, we all know them. They have a lot to offer. Discount prices, bulk items, the chance to wear sweatpants in public with no shame. This week, we read, though, about a retailer that gave customers more than they bargained for. Our panelists are going to tell you three stories about mega retailers getting in a bit of trouble. Choose the real story. You'll win Carl's voice in your home answering machine. Ready to go?
Yep.
First, let's hear from Roxanne Roberts.
Sonny Lawson says his mail-order bride, Irina, was the perfect wife for 2 years, until that fateful day in February the couple stepped into Best Buy. The 43-year-old truck driver and his wife went into the electronics giant to buy a converter box for his analog TV and walked out with a $3,500 giant plasma screen and 2-year contract for 450 digital stations. Irina, who had cooked, cleaned, and otherwise faithfully tended to her husband's needs, became so hooked on cable TV that Lawson has filed a $10 million lawsuit against Best Buy, claiming the company ruined his sex life. In papers filed in Houston federal court, Lawson says his wife spent 16 to 18 hours a day watching Law and Order reruns, TLC's Say Yes to the Dress, and especially CNN, hoping to catch a glimpse of Sanjay Gupta, for whom she, quote, developed an unhealthy obsession. As a result, Lawson says he's suffered, quote, alienation, emotional distress, and loss of conjugal relations.
Wow. A man sues Best Buy for ruining his marriage with a widescreen TV. Your next story of conflict in the aisles comes from Morocco.
His name is Norman, and he's the Walmart greeter from hell. Rebecca White was strolling down the aisle of Abbeville, Louisiana's Walmart when around the corner rushed Norman, a nutria, or giant beaver rat, with web-tined feet, coarse brown fur, and yellow, knife-sharp incisors. The nutria, native to South America, is typically 2 feet in length and 20 pounds of muskratty menace, and completely unafraid. Now, what was a nutria doing roving the aisles of Walmart, besides looking for low, low prices? The store's staff had adopted Norman, known in his native country as Norman, as its mascot. Rebecca reared back in panic, pulling the cart toward herself for protection, injuring her back and foot in the process. She is now suing the store. It is not known if Norman was injured. Being a Walmart nutria, he is, of course, uninsured.
A rogue nutria in a Walmart in Louisiana brings a lawsuit, and your last story of big box drama comes from Paula Poundstone.
Sam's Club shopper Jose Gonzalez considers himself the luckiest man in the world, and perhaps he is. Despite posted warnings throughout the store asking that only employees remove items from upper shelves, on Friday, May 2nd at the Sam's Club, a big box store in Parsippany, New Jersey. Just before closing, Mr. Gonzalez reached with an employees-only pole to shift a 200-roll box of Cottonelle bathroom tissue with bonus toilet paper roller, featured in their Don't You Hate It When It Keeps Falling Off promotion. A stack of two boxes fell directly onto Mr. Gonzalez's head. Remarkably, he was not knocked down, and his head drove through the bottom of both cases, each of which had had rolls pilfered by disgruntled employees, leaving just enough room for Mr. Gonzalez to be pinned, standing within the two giant, cushiony soft Cottonelle bathroom tissue cases. Naturally, after regaining consciousness, he would have shouted for help, but unfortunately, his voice box was impaled by the bonus toilet paper roller. Although he drifted in and out of consciousness until being discovered by some members of the next day's morning shift, he says, while alert, he kept himself alive by repeating to himself, "I will not be killed by toilet paper."
All right, here are your choices. From Roxanne Roberts, a man who says his marriage was ruined by a widescreen TV. From Mo Rocca, a crazed nutria on the loose in a Walmart. And from Paula Poundstone, a man encased for 2 days in toilet paper who lived to tell the tale. Which of these is a real story of trouble in a big box store in the news?
Wow. I definitely want to go with A, but C sounds pretty interesting. So I think I'm going to go with C.
You're going to go with C, the man who happened to be standing there in the store aisle when the 2 boxes of toilet paper fell on his head in such a way so that he was held standing upright inside 2 boxes of toilet paper. Is that your choice?
Yes.
All right. Well, to find out the correct answer, we spoke to someone who reported on the real story.
I think it was a gigantic rat. I mean, nobody really knows what it was. Why would a nutria be in Walmart? I don't know.
That was Chris Rosa. He's the managing editor of the Abbeville Meridional, talking about Norman the nutria, allegedly the animal that attacked the woman in the Walmart in his town. I'm sorry, Dean, but as you now know, Mo had the right answer. You didn't win.
And it's Norman.
Norman. Norman the nutria. You did not win, but you didn't earn a point, however, for Paula, for her terrifying story of the man caught inside the toilet paper. So thank you so much for playing. It was great to have you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thank you.